Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows, only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
I'm the Geeky Dad. I'm here with my co-hosts.
Ariana.
And Rayon.
And we're the Multiverse Kids.
And we have a special guest.
Hi, this is the Geeky Mom.
Yes. She's like feeling under the weather.
Yeah.
The other Multiverse Kid is sleeping next to us. So if you hear him wake up, it's because we're loud, right?
Yes.
No.
Like usual.
So we are reviewing the final movie in the DC
universe.
No,
cinematic universe. It's gonna be rebooted next year.
With okay. All the new characters. Well,
I mean, same characters as different actors.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which messes everything up.
No. Well, you don't know that. They just might. I think it's for the best. Now they actually can have some kind of direction and maybe be cohesive and maybe have a plan. Because it seems like this version didn't really have a plan. Everybody was just doing whatever they wanted.
Uh-huh.
And they messed up so many times.
You know? Yes.
Yeah. So we are reviewing Aquaman 2. The Lost
Kingdom.
Okay, so I think if you like the first Aquaman, you're gonna like this movie. I don't know why this movie got so much bad press. I think it's
because of Mira.
Because of the Mira actress. Also, it was saying a lot of people were saying like how the movie was like so bad, so horrible. You got bad reviews.
I don't think so. But I think the movie was, for me, it was a hit. I liked it better than other movies in DC for the time.
That was pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah. I give it 4 thumbs up.
Already?
Wow.
rating already?
Yeah, I guess.
Mean, I thought we were going to compare this with Shazam, which bombed.
Let me give it a couple of backstories. So when this movie came out originally, it was considered a total bomb. It didn't make money at all. Mm-hmm. But then suddenly, it kept on making money every week. So it's like a slow burn. Mm-hmm. And it ended up making more money than all of the other DC movies that came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And because people are tired, you know? Like, people are tired of watching the same thing over and over. And this movie was fun to watch.
Yeah. I would agree. It's fun, but it's also stupid fun. Okay.
Yes.
You gotta admit, it's just a lot of stupid
fun. It's like a dumb fun, and you have to pay attention to the punchline and jokes.
The metaphor where a king builds bridges.
A true king builds bridges.
Yeah. And then Jason Momoa ran into the statue of a king, so the statue fell and became a bridge.
Yeah.
He took the metaphor literally.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you know, they're stealing from a lot of movies, you know. The whole brother working with the other brother, the evil brother. That's all Thor, okay?
Yeah. They talk about Loki.
Said it's Loki.
Yeah, okay. Then, you know, them running on that weird island. It's like, just like that movie Journey.
To the center of the universe.
No.
Center of the earth.
Mysterious Island.
Oh.
With The Rock.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about.
And then the whole underwater cantina, that's just like underwater Star Wars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
The Star Wars is underwater.
And then
not Jabba the Hutt.
Kingfish.
There's even a Jabba the Hutt in this.
Kingfish?
Yeah.
And why all of those, like, you know, like Kingpin, Kingfish, Jabba the Hutt, why do they have to be
fat?
Like, fat and like.
Because, you know, when you're fat, you're gluttonous, you're eating, you don't care about anything.
Yes.
You know, and they always have sexy women with them.
Yes.
Then there's also those, like, flying scenes with the ships. It's like Star Wars again.
Yes.
The desert area looked like Dune to me.
It looked like Dune meets...
with the Mandalorian.
Meets the mummy with those, like... Those monsters look like mummies.
Sarlacc pit.
Funny thing?
Yeah, you got a Sarlacc pit.
Yes,
yeah.
The creepy monster thing that kept on eating them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And those plant thingy, that was also from that other movie. Like, you
it's
know,
like piranha plants.
Yes. No, we are not talking about the mummy movie. I mean, the Mario movie. You know, like the other movie that we had watched.
The one with The Rock.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. So, yeah, the movie is a mix of a lot of things. And one thing I never understood. Why are the Atlanteans speaking English?
I have no idea.
They did sing in Atlantean.
Yes.
No, but why are they speaking English? Why do they know certain metaphors? Okay? Yet they don't know what a hamburger is. They don't know what other things are.
Oh, yeah. Remember Orm?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know it.
It still doesn't make sense they speak English perfectly, mm-hmm. Okay? Makes no sense. And by the way, the worst special effect in this movie was Nicole Kidman's face.
Well, that's not a special effect. That's not a real face.
They should have used some CGI to fix that monstrous thing, okay?
I don't want to make any comment. I think, like, you know, it's bad Botox, but...
People
tend to do things just to look young all the time.
It's making her look like a monster. Her face looks like a robot.
It's a monster. Let's not...
She looks horrible.
Her mouth doesn't move.
Black monster...
It looks like she made her jaw get bigger. Okay? Yeah.
You know the word "avenge" means to get revenge for someone, for someone's death.
Yeah.
But for Black Manta, avenge means to kill every single person
on the earth.
Yes, even babies.
Oh yeah. By the way, the villain looked like Sauron.
Rian, you need a tissue.
He did.
Why are you crying?
I'm not.
And a lot of the flashback scenes look like scenes from Lord of the Rings.
It looked like Games of Thrones too.
Yeah.
So like, you know, that necklace.
Yeah. So yeah, the movie is very derivative, okay? And you have Aquaman in a stealth suit in the movie, okay?
Yes.
And again, we're spoiling a lot of things here, but...
Spoiler alert!
Warning.
You have Aquaman in a suit, and he uses it for one scene, when they infiltrate a hidden fortress later on in the movie, why doesn't he wear it?
I don't know.
Because they just don't.
And what would be the point of it? After 1 minute, it just goes back to being...
Still, it helps in the fight.
There was, and in the toy, he had two sticks.
Wait, the toy, if you throw water in it, does he turn invisible? That would have been cool.
No.
That would have been cool.
How the heck is it supposed to turn invisible?
They have toys like that. They had a Batman toy like that.
The stick one, I don't think that was his to use. Where was the stick thingy that I got that for you with the toy?
It came from the Aquaman.
Yeah, but I never see him using the sticky. I just saw him using the trident.
Another thing, when Aquaman is in his traditional suit, he looks way too bulked out. Like, he looks like he's roided out like the Hulk. You know?
Hulk smash.
He looks like he has bowling balls in his shirt.
Yeah, his head is too small.
He is not that jacked up.
It's his body doesn't go with the head. Like, it's not proportional.
Yeah, he looked better in the first movie, I thought.
Definitely.
Yeah,
but I guess they didn't want to pay him to, you know, work up and stuff. But still, the suit didn't need to be so much big.
Maybe like a little bit smaller.
But Orm looked good.
Orm was actually the scene stealer of this movie, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. It was like the Trojan horse. Like, you know, like, you don't pay attention, but I feel like he's the one who took the limelight.
Yeah.
The and funniest...
I'm surprised he looked jacked, that actor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The funniest was Orm, the baby, and Aquaman.
You didn't like Topo?
I think Topo was funny.
Yeah, Topo's in this movie.
Topo and...
He is Aquaman's sidekick, octopus. Yeah. He has a much bigger role to play in this movie. And also Storm, his seahorse.
No, Storm. She controls the weather.
No, that's a different Storm. That's a different Storm. Okay? Yeah, so another thing that I thought was a little lame was not even a mention of the Justice League. The world is falling apart and the Justice League...
At least they could have put, like, something on the news.
Global warming and all of that.
You don't have to show the actor's face. You could show, like, the Superman flying.
You could have showed, like, Flash running around to make a tornado to catch up.
By the way, Aquaman needs to infiltrate a secret base without getting detected.
Batman.
Who would you have help you?
Batman!
You know, I have a guy that can run at the speed of light. But I'm not going to call him. I'm just going to have a beer with him instead. You know? That's just dumb.
He has Batman, the best detective.
Yes, forget about, like, the whole, like...
Well, Batman and Aquaman didn't work out too well. He was buddy-buddy with
Originally, Batman was in this movie. And they cut the scene out. Apparently, he had a big role. There was even, like, behind-the-scenes photos of Ben Affleck dressed as Bruce Wayne, you know, in the back lot. You know, and apparently there was a scene with the bat boat and everything.
Maybe he would have gone to save him, right?
I don't know, but...
Also, a problem with Black Man's ship.
They just wanted to get this movie out and get it over with the DCU. Okay, they just wanted to end it. Now, I would say this movie is on par with the first one for me. I think they're both... around a little bit the same. I kind of like the first one better because I think the first one has a better storyline.
Well, storyline, yeah. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
But I like this one because the dialogues.
You like the jokes. I know, you like the jokes.
I felt like he was, like, real because he wasn't always wearing his suit and stuff.
Yeah, he actually looked normal.
Yeah, like, weird clothes. Know?
I hate that damn, like, scarf on his butt, though.
Yeah, what was about that?
I don't know.
Why did he have a scarf on his butt?
Right. I kept saying, I'm going to give you a sauce. I'm going
to give weird. It's weird to do a sequel that has the same exact villains in it. You never see a superhero sequel with the same exact villains.
No, not in movies.
No.
And while, like, I thought, like, you know, they're Aquaman and they have this Atlantean technology and all of that, like... When he was going around this corner, that corner, getting those, what is those like battery cell thingy? Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, I can't even say the name of those.
Whatever thing.
Cocto-cum.
What?
Colacto-cum, though.
Okay, whatever it is, that's not
the Unobtainium.
Oh.
No, that's not it either, but whatever. Okay, that whatever battery pack. Kind of thing.
Right.
When he was getting it, how come nobody detected anything?
They detected it afterwards.
5 months later. Yeah. And then like, for 5 months he's been raiding them. Oh yeah, great job, you know, for letting us know. Five months later.
Right, yeah.
Thanks to that, Volko died.
Yeah, well, because the actor didn't want to come back, okay?
He's too busy being...
Green Goblin.
He's in a different multiverse.
Right, yeah.
He can come.
Right, now...
The Pulk made them go to different multiverses.
Right. So, this is the final DC movie. Who do you think should take over as Aquaman now? I think they should wait at least a couple of years.
He should say the same.
They're probably not going to do another Aquaman probably in another 5 years.
Wait, probably that's not something to say.
Yeah.
The most funny scene was Orm eating the cockroach.
Oh, that was gross.
That was disgusting.
That was nasty.
Well, that's why we call
Ryan, everything goes to him just to wither away.
Yeah,
and then when it crunched, oh my god.
Even at the end, he's putting that inside his sandwich. Like, I mean, you could blame Aquaman for that. I thought like he was going to laugh at him like, well, why did you eat a cockroach? But
yeah, but my cockroaches are just, you know, shrimp of the land.
Okay, tomorrow I'll make you some waterbuck for breakfast.
No, look at it. Look at it. Look at a shrimp.
Everything dies, but yet cockroaches have been living on Earth for like millions and billions of years.
You look at a shrimp and then you look at a cockroach. They look a lot of the same to me.
No.
To me.
No.
To you.
You just ruined shrimp for me for a bit. No, don't. Don't compare food. Like that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You're disgusting.
It was either that or they eat a worm in that movie.
Oh, gosh.
A worm's better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A worm is so slimy.
Yeah. I thought Atlanteans had gills.
Why would they need gills if they could breathe underwater without?
I don't know.
Well, at least at the end of the movie, we see worm is.
I remember the name of every single thing.
He's funny, and
well, I'm glad they actually gave Black Manta something to do this time, because last time he was just a henchman.
He wasn't there.
He was just a little henchman.
Yeah. He got beat up and he ran like a little.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. He is supposed to be like one of the main villains.
He killed himself. He was like,
well, I mean, we don't know if he's dead. He just fell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you don't see a body,
they always come back.
Matthew, he's gonna explode.
And Dr. Shin, he's in DC and he's in
Marvel.
Like, that guy's like time traveling and like world traveling.
And he acts the same way in both things.
Also, another funny person, the Brian King.
Not Dr. Brian King, the Brian King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was funny.
He lost his arm.
Yeah, see, crabs can lose their arms and grow it back.
Yes.
Just like lobsters.
Yes, I know.
Can we not talk about
and that? Scorpions.
Hopefully he doesn't start crying thinking about his pet.
No, I already know
now,
about
I think they really missed the opportunity to bring back King Shark. Okay?
Yep. Who's King Fish?
I don't know.
King Fish is a dumb name.
You know, he looks like a Zoro from Zelda.
He does. Jabu Jabu or the King Zora.
Yeah, so don't you think they should have brought back King Shark? Huh?
Uh-huh. Yes. Remember when we
imagine if he was there as a sidekick.
We saw the hammerhead shark.
That would have been funny. Huh?
When we saw a toy, we saw a hammerhead shark. Yeah, and we saw it was King Shark.
Yeah.
Yes, we saw that. I thought like that would be in the movie, right? And I was showing.
There was a hammerhead shark. We saw them. He beat them up.
That was King Shark. But yeah, in the movie, it's King Fish, Mando.
Yeah.
Well, I can see why this movie cost so much to make. It looks expensive. Yeah. It looks expensive. I mean, some of the special effects look a little bit weird. I still don't understand how they can talk underwater without bubbles.
Oh, I said that, but
you know, but I guess that'll be too confusing.
Yes, you know, cannot make too much sense into these because. Yeah.
They just want to finish it up. It's the end. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a goodbye. You know, it's kind of a weird movie to end your whole franchise on.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they should end it in like one last Justice League movie.
Or another Superman movie or something.
Yeah, they why just, Aquaman?
Because I guess they just gave up.
This movie is not the metaphor that saved DC's A and dollar sign.
Know. You're kind of... The movie begins with the WB logo rotten underwater.
Yes.
So that's kind of like a foreshadow of what they are currently. They are like living...
Rotten.
They can't even scrape anything right now.
Yeah,
they're
in their like world. Like, what was that part? Like, where there is no. It's like a dark.
The
trench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trench. It showed in the movie. That.
That Chris.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll be right back, and we're gonna rate the entire DC universe. Okay. That's been out so far. Okay? And yeah, so if you like the first Aquaman movie, and
please watch this one.
You know, if you're looking for something a little dumb, just to have fun, let your mind go free.
It's not just dumb. It's funny.
It's funny. You know, it reminds me of The Mummy a little bit.
I'm sorry. I feel like this was better than Flash.
Oh yeah, this is way better than Flash. So, and in fact, the Flash could have been good. It should have been the movie to end the DCU.
Yeah.
If they had done it right.
No, because they already had the other Batman.
Right.
Changing. I mean, not Batman changing, but like...
Technically, the Flash should have been the last movie.
Yes. Yeah, because Flashpoint resets...
Right.
Everything.
But you had Blue Beetle, and then you have this, you know, so...
Like, it's like DC did not know, like, what to do with themselves. They're like, oh...
Just keep on adding it so we can say goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we don't...
That's why they're taking a whole year off.
Yeah.
This is the first year. There's a whole year off with them making no movies. Yeah, so
they're acting like a poop shoot.
Yeah. So,
And they are really TBH.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you watch the movie, you would know what is TBH.
Sasa. Okay? Let's go.
I'm going to sasa you.
We'll be right back. Hey, Ariana. Have you ever read the news on the internet?
No, who has time for that?
Well, the Newsly app is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing.
Stop scrolling and start listening.
That's right, Rayon. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports to science to even, you know, the Kardashians. Like, who cares about those guys, right? And you'll find the latest articles and they'll read them to you out loud. And you know what? They even have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, the Geeky Dad Podcast, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app. They even have digital radio. So download and use the Newsly app for free. And you know, go to www.newsly.me or from the link in our description. You can use the promo code GEEKYDAD and you get 1 free month of premium subscription. What do you think, guys?
Cool!
That's awesome!
Try the Newsly app. The DCU is now over. It's a memorial.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I will miss you.
You won't miss me?
I repeat, I will not miss you. The only thing I'll miss is the good movies.
Yeah. You know, you had some good things. You have good things here and there.
Every
I mean,
good thing must come to an end.
Yeah. I'm going to give my top 10. The top 10 best DCU movies in the whole series that came out, okay?
We'll just do the top 5.
I'm going to do top 10. So I'm going to give you... my number. I'm going to go from worst to best, okay?
Go ahead.
All right?
Number 10.
Number 10, I'm going to give you the first Shazam, okay?
That was bad. It was all over the place.
The first Shazam was good. What was wrong with that?
It was bad to me. It was like all over the place. Ugh. Too many characters.
Well, I'm going to pick the first Shazam, okay? Because I didn't like the second one as much. Number 9, I'm going to go with Blue Beetle.
Number 9? Oh.
Okay, number 9.
Blue Beetle. Those are the worst, you're saying, right?
I'm going from worst to best. Okay?
So how is Shazam 1 is like any good? Like I said, it was bad. You gave the number 10.
Yes. Because
so
Shazam
worse.
2 was even worse.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even counting that like that, but okay.
Okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay?
Right.
All right.
I take back what I said.
Right. And then I'm going to go with Birds of Prey.
But that oh, yeah, that counts.
Yes, dang it. It does.
Yeah, Birds of Prey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could have been better. Could have been better. What? No, that's going to be higher up for me. Okay. The first Suicide Squad, I'm probably going to give that one. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's what I said, like Suicide Squad.
The first Suicide Squad. Yeah. Then I'm going to give number, what was this? Six? No. Superman. Batman versus Superman.
How did you go to six?
Ten, yes. Nine, eight, seven, six.
Yes, that's six. Okay, okay. Batman versus Superman. There was some good season in that, but it could have been better. Mm-hmm. You know? They did the death of Superman way too early. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. Amongst other things. Okay? Mm-hmm. Number five. These are when it starts to get a little bit better. Okay? All right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Man of Steel. Okay?
Which one?
We saw that, right?
Yes, the Man of Steel, yes. Number five. Mm-hmm. Number four.
Yeah, if he says Justice League, we have to know Snyder Cut or the other one.
No.
Snyder Cut counts, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Snyder Cut does count.
Is
yes.
That better be high. That better be high.
I'm going to go with Aquaman, number four.
The first one?
The first one.
But I feel like you're Aquaman both in the same pedestal.
I actually like those other movies more than Aquaman, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Felt like the same thing watching over again.
I understand. I get it.
At least those other movies are different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Number three. Okay? I'm going to give that to The Suicide Squad.
Okay.
The second one.
Yes. Okay.
That's adult. We yes. can't put that.
Number two. You notice I didn't. I missed a lot, right? I'm gonna give it to the first Wonder Woman movie.
I was about to say that. I think you're gonna go. You always okay. go back to that.
The first. Just for the soundtrack alone, I like that.
And she was bad A.
Yeah, that was actually. I would say that was the first female superhero movie that was good.
It was good.
Okay?
It was good.
Yeah.
But what else are they going to do with without
Wonder the second Woman? One was not good, but...
No, but the second one wasn't even focused on her like that.
Right. Like... And number one, I'm going to give it to the Snyder Cut, Justice League.
Yes.
Okay?
The good
sorry.
One.
Yeah.
Okay, me.
Okay, you can go top five. All right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, because I don't think you even remember all those movies. Go ahead.
Number five.
Go.
Blue Beetle.
All right.
Oh. I thought you were going to put that higher.
Go ahead.
Number four,
uh-huh.
Aquaman 2.
Oh, wow. Okay. Go ahead.
Not bad.
Number three,
Man of Steel.
All right. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
I kind of forgot the movie, so.
Oh, my God.
Go. Number two.
Cavill, how
number
can you forget him?
Two.
Do you bleed?
No, that's the second one.
Aquaman 1.
Okay. All right. All right. Nope. That's his list. Go ahead.
And then number one, of course.
What?
Snyder Cut Justice League.
I think that's a given. Everybody's going to pick Justice League number one.
No, not everybody likes that movie. A lot of people hate that movie.
I'm talking about us. We liked it.
Yeah.
It had everybody in it.
Right.
And it had the that fight. It had the character we like to see. And it had that team bonding and the fun, the jokes. Everything was on par.
Okay, Arya, go. Your top five.
Okay, I'm going to go from number one to number five.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Number one is...
Wonder Woman, right?
Justice League.
She's going to pick Wonder Woman.
Justice League.
Really?
You thought.
Wow.
Justice League, Snyder Cut.
Wonder Woman.
Number two, Wonder Woman.
She's just going to copy my list.
No, I'm not.
She's copying my list.
No, I'm not. I think I forgot half of your list anyway. Anyway.
Actually, what I do is based off Daddy's list.
Go ahead.
And then number three is...
Probably Aquaman. She's going to pick.
Blue Beetle.
Oh, wow.
Then Aquaman.
Which one? Part one or part two?
Part one.
Okay.
And then number five, part two.
Part two.
Part two.
Oh. Woman. I thought you liked Birds of Prey, though.
Six.
Six.
Like,
I thought you liked Wonder Woman 84.
No, I don't think she did.
I just liked it because she got a second movie.
Okay.
Seven.
Also, they actually put Cheetah in it.
Didn't you like the first Suicide Squad movie? I thought you liked that.
I can't really put that.
No, that was PG-13.
No, first.
It was.
I didn't. Wait, yeah, I saw the first one?
Yeah, a long time
don't
ago.
You want to go
yeah,
up
no,
to
I don't
ten.
Remember
you
that.
You say you want to go up to 10?
No.
Then how come you went to 6?
You went to 7.
Okay, she could say it.
Okay, Mama, go.
Of course. Wonder Woman has to be number 2, and I already told you what's number 1. I would say number 3 would be Superman movie, Man of Steel. Number 4 would be Aquaman, the second
you
one.
Like Suicide Squad?
And number 5 would be Suicide Squad.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I actually kind of like the fun part of it, as I'm saying. And also, like, it's most recent, but Suicide Squad did have the fighting scene that I like. It had the violence. It had the
it's
action.
It's better than the first one.
Yeah.
First one's a little too serious.
But it's okay.
The only thing good about that movie is watching Harley Quinn and her
yeah but then
frou-frou pants
her then you know like her character got ruined for Birds of Prey. Like,
you think so?
Yeah,
why?
She wasn't to me, she wasn't all that in Birds of Prey. Like, I think
technically that came out before Suicide Squad. That's in between.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only liked it when she keeps on singing in that other movie. Like,
She was kicking a lot of butt in that movie, though, Birds of Prey.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. So, I'm going to also give you my worst.
Oh, we're doing that.
Worst
too?
5. Okay.
Can I do number 1 for worst movie?
Oh, I know.
What?
It's going to be
Black Adam.
Oh, really? Wow. I even forgot about Black Adam.
I forgot about that.
Worst movie to me. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because it didn't... That movie was, like, so incomplete and in shambles. Like, it was...
They should have merged Black Adam with the second Shazam movie.
Yeah. They really
but
thought
Black
they were going to
like, it just felt like it's... It had no ending, no beginning. Just, like, it's, like, blop.
Right.
To me, then, Black Adam was, like, the worst.
And then you set up a big confrontation with Superman, and you're never
really
going to see it.
Yeah, nothing.
They really thought they were going to have
then
a sequel.
They made Shazam 2, which is, like, he's no point of him.
Yeah.
He needs help.
With Wonder Woman helping
exactly.
him.
Exactly. That's the only good thing about Shazam 2, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
The last minute of the movie.
No, the Skittles part is the best part.
Oh. When the sister kept on feeding the
skittles. Was it Trust the Rainbow?
No.
Feed the Rainbow.
No, not feel them.
Feed the Rainbow.
Feed the Rainbow.
No.
Yes.
You don't know the Skittles commercial?
Okay, I guess he's not watching the same movie as
I don't know.
Us.
I don't know.
Because that's why he said, like, oh, it's an Aquaman movie, but I don't see them being in the water, just so you know.
Okay. So, by the way, I would put number one, the worst is the original Justice League cut.
Oh my god, I thought
the original.
Okay, I review. I take back.
Yes. That's ugly fake face that they put on Superman.
You know what? It was so bad, my brain kind of just like erased it from the
and the thing is, you know, the thing is, if they actually had put a real face in that, it probably would have been a much better movie.
Okay,
but it was so distracting.
Okay. That we all agree with you on that one. That's the worst. That's
yeah.
The worst.
Okay.
Like first.
It was so bad to the point. My
and,
brain
and,
cannot
I,
even
and the thing is,
movie.
We paid to see that in a movie theater, and I still enjoyed
it.
Was
it. A waste.
I still enjoyed it, but it could have been so much better.
Dude, just film.
It's
the
like
scene.
Why.
Just couple of...
How about you delay the movie for a couple of months and just shoot a scene
exactly.
properly? Okay?
Instead of, like, doing CGI and shit, he looked like a monkey on that.
Yes.
Like,
he looks so fake.
We said it, like, numerous amount of time. Like, every time you try to do CGI, like, when the mouse
you know,
starts moving
the,
when they talk, it doesn't
they,
look good.
It was WB trying to be greedy. They want to release the movie before the new year to get make money at the end of the year.
And guess what it did?
And they destroyed... Ever since that movie, it destroyed all of the other movies.
Yeah.
Because everybody saw that they were being cheap and they were being greedy. Mm-hmm. And they didn't care about the franchise.
Y'all agree with you.
Yeah.
We agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay, can we put number two as Black Adam?
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Whoever agrees,
yeah.
Raise their hand.
I also did not like Black Adam. It had some good parts, but the only good part was Superman. Seeing Superman. Fury of the Gods were really bad.
I think that's number 10.
Wonder Woman 1984 is
bad. I don't like Flash movie. They killed that.
Is one of the biggest disappointments ever. I was so hyped to see that movie. Yeah. I thought it was going to be super good.
That's number three.
Okay? And she did nothing.
That's number three.
I still kind of like the movie.
It makes no sense.
I know what number four is. Flash.
Flash is also a big disappointment. If the thing is, you do a Flash movie and the best part of the movie is Batman.
That he dies.
Right?
And then they kill him off.
Yeah.
He sacrificed himself.
And by the way, has some of the worst special effects I've ever seen in a movie. They look like PlayStation cutscenes. Right?
PlayStation
is actually good.
No, it looked so fake and unrealistic.
Oh, like that.
It's almost as bad as the Justice League. No mustache.
I must ask about the Justice League mustache.
No.
They should call that movie Mustache Gate.
No, oh, wow.
Like Watergate.
They should call the movie Geeky Dad Gate. Because you have a mustache.
Yes, I do have a mustache. Like, I'm trying to get the Henry Cavill mustache from Mission Impossible. I'm growing that right now.
No.
Okay. Every time we look at him, we cannot stop laughing.
Yeah. See, too bad this is not a video podcast. You will never see that.
Oh, God. Yeah. Then people will see how we record.
But, you know, the thing is, as DC started to do bad movies, it looks like, you know, they always said, like, when the DC universe started, they were copying Marvel, right?
Uh-huh.
Trying to copy their universe. Now, Marvel's copying DC universe by doing bad movies. So, it's like...
It started with Eternals.
Yeah.
Started with Eternals, definitely.
No, I say it started with Black Widow. Sorry.
I don't
want to
ruin it too much. I would say Eternal, okay?
Black Widow was like, you should have did this movie mm-hmm. 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay?
But they should have.
Why would you do a movie after the lady's dead?
Okay, so can we go back to your worst after Wonder Woman, Flash, and anything
else? Fury of the Gods is pretty bad. Yeah.
That's number 10 for me.
What's in between then?
What? There's more?
What's in between for you?
In between?
I forgot to mention. The Batman versus Superman.
That's in between.
How come you didn't like that?
I thought you liked Batman.
Batman versus Superman number 7.
The theater cut was not as good as the director's cut. The Snyder cut of that was actually better. Okay? It's like an hour more longer.
Because of all the slow motion.
No, they added a lot more storyline to it.
I'm just glad I don't have a mother named Martha.
Right. Right. That's true. Why is it that every time like Zack Snyder does a movie, he has to do like a Snyder cut? Now he's going to do one with Rebel Moon. It's like that's his thing now. Let's do a Snyder cut.
The Snyder cut should be a haircut.
Yeah, should be a haircut. Yeah, well, anyhow, that's it for the DC Universe for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Don't worry, Marvel is following you. Marvel is coming there as well.
Listen. As bad as some of these movies are, they're not going to be as bad as Eternals or Madam Web. Okay.
And it's also not gonna be as bad as you.
Madam Web is doing so bad.
We haven't really seen it.
Oh, it's bad. I know it's bad. I've read the plot. I've seen things.
I'm sure you've been reading also the reviews.
Yeah, it's bad. By the way, the reviews for Aquaman were kind of, it didn't make sense. It did not deserve all the hate.
I could not believe it.
It does not deserve all the hate it got.
After I saw this movie, I was like, how could you say like this movie didn't do too well in the theater?
The thing is, people thought it did bad because like it didn't open big. You know, some movies open with 100 million. This movie opened with like 20, but still made over 400,
but he was promoting it, though.
$430 million. It made more than Black Adam, okay? It made more than Flash.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the most profitable DC movies since the last Aquaman
and
movie.
How can you not?
Can you imagine? Aquaman? There hasn't been a hit DC movie since Aquaman, the first one. So all the movies in between Aquaman and Aquaman 2 bombed.
Sasa.
Okay? So what does that say? What does that say?
Jason Momoa.
Even Wonder Woman is not popular as Aquaman.
Aquaman is the best.
It's because of that, you know, like that Samoan dude.
I think it's the Momoa factor. The guy has he has the it factor.
He has the pizzazz.
He has,
and he also has the sasa.
You know, any other movie, any other movie where the guy looks disheveled, has a beard, has tattoos all over his body, no one would ever.
One minute he's like joking, next minute he's serious.
Who would ever think that guy would be a main star? Yeah.
And apparently he didn't even have to work out for this movie. And he's wearing a hobo shirt. Not hobo shirt, but like a huge shirt throughout the whole movie.
It looks like he just woke up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he have the shave?
I mean, I also thought like Aquaman, it's supposed to be Aquaman 3. Because I thought like Aquaman 2 was, Fast X was Aquaman
2. No. He had a weird style in that movie.
He had nail polish on and he was polishing the two.
Didn't he have a ponytail or something in that?
No. He had long hair, but he had nail polish. My he had the blings, the necklace. Like, he was flamboyant in that movie.
Which is your favorite Aquaman? There's two. Short hair, yellow Aquaman and long.
You crazy boy, you shouldn't even ask.
What? My favorite short hair, yellow Aquaman.
Mm. Basically, the guy who plays Reacher is the first Aquaman. Okay,
I know,
right?
But he got nothing with Momoa.
Right. Well, I don't know who's gonna take the role. Problem is, most people now, like kids, see Aquaman as Jason Momoa. So once they go to the traditional look for Aquaman,
short haircut,
people are gonna be like, "That's not my Aquaman."
Yeah.
They're going to have a hard time trying to recast that.
And apparently you said it's supposed to be a blonde kid, you know?
Aquaman looks like the guy who played the first Green Arrow in Smallville.
Yeah.
In fact, that same actor played Aquaman in a pilot for a TV show called Aquaman, and it never...
Yeah, well,
went
he
through.
Got his life now together with Reacher.
But basically, that's how Aquaman looks like.
I get it.
He looks like a white, blonde, pretty boy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't it supposed
but
to be
But I didn't expect that they were going to cast Jason in it for, like, you know, he's Hawaiian, had long hair and all of that. Like.
Well, I mean, you know, Namor is not some Aztec Spanish dude either, so, you know.
Yeah, Namor is no more.
Yeah. Listen, Namor.
The thing is, like, whenever they do these movies, they get an actor. They never follow what came in that comic. They never follow what you grew up reading.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere they're like woke now.
Woke?
Yes.
Is that okay?
And everywhere you see, like, you know, people are.
The
like,
thing is, they're trying to be inclusive. They want to include everybody, but you know. These characters have been around for over 50 years. There's a reason why they've been around for 50 years.
Exactly. This is what I'm trying to say. Like,
you know,
why are you trying,
trying to
push
that
classic?
They're trying to push a black Superman. That will never work. Make a new character.
But on that topic, what happened to Ariel?
I mean, it did well. It did well. But... It was a horrible movie. I did not like that movie.
I have nothing against the actor or actress playing this
and
movie,
again,
but some classic you don't play with. Like, you
Ursula should have been black.
Not Awkwafina. I mean,
it should have been played by Monique. Okay?
Wow.
What?
Okay, I get it.
She needs it. She needs the money right now. She's complaining. Nobody's hiring her.
But as we were saying, like, you know, they just do, they just get whoever, whatever they want to get for the role and just go with it.
Yeah.
I don't think they are following, like, the exact, like, how the face should be.
Guess what? I'm going to recast everybody on this show.
Don't you dare.
Vicky Mom, you're going to be a hot blonde. The kids are going to be, like, Chinese. Okay? That's on the next episode.
No.
Of the Geeky Dad. All right? See you next time.
No.
We're going to reboot.
Bye.
Reboot!